On the show today, we have Payoneer Me's very own Jill Bolkin talking about some new payment data they have that gives insight into consumer bill payment behavior during COVID-19. Some interesting findings in here, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Jill Bolkin from Payoneer Me. Jill, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. All things considered, obviously, but we're getting through it day by day. How are things in your neck of the woods?
All good. I think we've adjusted quite well.
Okay, good to know. Good to know for sure. Hey, you guys did a bill pay trends report during COVID-19. Or a consumer bill pay trends, I might add. So can you give us a quick overview of the report? So what was in there and all that good stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So we started pulling anonymized data from a random sampling of our payment histories across all of the verticals that we support, like lending and rent, utilities, government. And after about a decade of tracking this information, we could accurately predict payment behaviors within a percentage point or two. Wow. And so as COVID crisis hit, we used that index to really compare to what our customers were doing and presented this report as our findings.
Gotcha. And so what sparked the idea to conduct the report? Or is this kind of an ongoing thing, or is this something brand new out of the box?
Brand new. Well, yes and no, I guess. So it kind of started at the beginning of the pandemic with a number of our customers asking us, you know, how we could help them navigate their business. So what we were seeing, what we were expecting, and it seemed like every day something else unfolded, whether it was remote call centers or whether it was just employees working from home or closing down lobbies such as at credit unions, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So we thought we would share this data with others and hopefully they find it useful. Yeah. I mean, it's only a sampling of data. It's obviously not everything, but I think it helps, show what the powerful solutions are that we can provide.
Yeah. And no doubt, I mean, every day was something different. I mean, it almost seemed like an hourly by hour, something happens that was just like, oh my gosh, you know, we've never been through something like this before. This is crazy. So yeah. Having said that though, can you provide a couple of key findings that, and their significance as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So I should also mention that we had a number of those clients that would reach out to us, some new, some existing, that were looking for help right away. So, how could we leverage our agile platform, configurable options to be able to support their business needs as they were forced with, either closing down storefronts or, as I mentioned, like in the case of credit unions where they couldn't have people walking into their lobby. Mm-hmm. So we were able to leverage our crawl, walk, run strategy to really help stand up something that they could use to support their members or their customer base out of the gate and really help them drive their business. So a couple of things that I would point out from a findings perspective. First of all, cash is still being used despite what has been reported. So we had a number of customers that saw an increase in cash transactions I think that points to the fact that we need to give our members or customer base options in how they're able to access the credit union or their business. In the past, they might have walked in money for depositing to their DDA or paying their auto loan. But, with those options kind of limited, they're either using a drive-through or potentially depositing to an ATM, possibly navigating how to move that online, but giving options to those members to maybe use a guest pay or pay with another financial institution to keep their payments on a current status is certainly key.
Yeah, and my next question was like, was there anything surprising in your findings? And that one's surprising to me, is that the use of cash, just basically like you said, everyone's like, don't use cash, it's so dirty and all this stuff, So But that really surprises me. So anything else surprise you in this one? Or?
Yeah, I mean, so that's a, I think that's a great point. When we looked at the stimulus checks specifically, I mean, obviously you knew that there would be a peak in payments, right? Mm-hmm. So what we didn't anticipate was maybe as high of a peak in rent where those customers had maybe gone delinquent on their rent payment. And it shows that they're using that stimulus check for those key necessities mm-hmm. that they have. The lending was also high too. So making that auto payment, but rent was a pretty, pretty big peak there as the stimulus checks were used. And the other thing that I would think I'd like to point out that was surprising is those that have direct deposit mm-hmm. Were also paying things by cash. So if you think really? About direct deposit, of course you're going to use that for electronic payment. That sure. seems obvious. But they were pulling money out and actually paying bills with cash, even if their payment was electronic.
How? So. I mean, I don't mean to go off too far, but how would they do? I mean, would they drive to the place? Like, I don't know, we have a cable place right, down in case some emergency happens, or you can pay your bill there too, or some piece of equipment malfunctions. Is that what people were doing? Or I don't know if you can.
I mean, you could get you can get the cash out through an ATM at the credit union or financial institution, and part of what Pay Near Me provides is the ability to use cash to pay bills at locations such as 7-Eleven and Casey's. CVS. So, I mean, our foundation was on cash, and part of our focus is to make sure that we remove the friction from that experience. So I think customers are comfortable with that. It's part of why we were this year's winner of the Credit Union Innovation Series for payments, because we can show that that broad spectrum of being able to utilize all channels and all components to make it as easy for the member as possible to make those payments.
That clears it up. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. So looking at the bigger picture here, what were your goals in producing this report? What did you guys want to achieve here?
Sure. I mean, it's pretty simple, right? So we pulled the data together to better understand these, strange times that we're in. And honestly, we need data to forecast our business and be able to run effectively. So the goal with publishing it was really just to help others run theirs. So, again, it's a sampling, but having the access to the data that helps them predict, when they may see a peak, possibly on that next stimulus check, drops, that kind of thing is something that we'd like to do to help our clients or others, be able to run their business effectively.
Right on. Good. Right on. And so where can folks find this report for more details?
Yeah, great question. So we've got it all out on our website at paynearme.com/COVID trends. Okay. You can also access it from the homepage where we have other resources such as remote call center tips or the crawl, walk, run strategy that we've used to help implement some of our clients.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. Anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here, Jill?
No, we're excited to be able to help other clients.
Yeah. Thank you. And thank you for doing this, because again, I mean, you look back just a month ago and we were just kind of improvising the best we could, and taking things hour by hour basically. And so this type of information, oh man, would be just a huge help to a lot of folks out there. So appreciate you guys putting this together for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
All righty. Well, thanks again, Jill. Appreciate it. Everybody, Jill Bolkin from Pay Near Me. Go check them out. PayNearMe.com, right?
Right.
Got it. All right. Good stuff. Thanks again, Jill. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.